Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio listeners, it is I, Evangelist Von Dimas, and I welcome each and every one of you. It's that time again. It's time to hear what the word of the Lord has for me and for you, for your mother, your fathers. Come on, call someone. Invite them to listen in to the broadcast tonight. The call-in number is 646-652-4916. And I do apologize. I did forget to open up the chat room last night. And I thank you for letting me know. I'm going to go ahead and open up the chat rooms now for you. God bless you, but always feel free to call in. Any prayer requests, of course, you can reach us at walkwithmegod@aol.com. We are here for you, and I thank God for you. I thank God for another day's journey, for bringing us back together safely tonight. I just thank God for his love and his precious anointing over our lives. As we go through the day, I just thank God, and we don't want to ever take any of it for granted, and not even one moment. We don't want to take it for granted. I want to continue to just be thankful all the days of my life for all of the things that he does, all of the things that he says, all of the people that he brings into your life daily. It's just a blessing of all of the people that you meet. Don't just take it for granted. Nothing just happens. They're there for a reason and for a season. Some are long-term. Some is just momentarily. Some is just there just for a breeze, and then they're gone. But get whatever it is that you're supposed to get from meeting that person, from speaking with that person. And I would just remind us to not always be the one that's talking. Be a listener. One mouth, two ears, listen twice as much. Listen to some of the things that has been said. And I know you may have experienced the things that you're listening to, and you just can't wait to tell about how your experience went. But before you tell about how your experience went, take a moment and listen. I mean, really hear what it is that the other person is saying to you. The whole conversation may not be about you. You may not get to be able to express the things that you want to in this conversation. It is something in there that you need to hear. And then on the other hand is somebody who's not the one who's usually doing the talking. But this person that has came to you, they're just kind of there. They don't really have much to say. And you're feeling the Holy Spirit to nudge on you, on your heart, to say something, to share something with them. And you know to share if you should. Have faith. Step out. Let the Lord use you. That's what we say in the songs that we sing. Use me, Lord. That's what we sing. That's what we say in our prayers. God, move me out of the way and use me. So when he tries to apply exactly what we're praying for in our lives, I remind you to don't be afraid. Step forward and let God use you like only he can. Hallelujah. Our scripture is coming from the book of Matthew tonight. The book of Matthew. In Matthew, we're going to start, and just we're going to start at verse 9 and reading chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. Matthew 2, verse 9 through 11. Let's read, shall we? After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down, and they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Haran, they returned to their country by another route. Again, verse 11. On coming to the house, they saw the child and his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and of myrrh. Hallelujah. Matthew 2 and 11. Opening up your treasure chest tonight and just worshiping the Lord is what we're speaking about tonight. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity, dear Father, just to come before you and stand in your presence one more day. Hallelujah. This may be our last day on this side. We don't know. But I just want to thank you, Jesus, and just for letting us be able to hear from you one more time. And then the unity that you bring together with everyone here at Blog Talk, but through this ministry. We thank you, dear Father, for just calling us out and just keeping us together that we can pray for each other, that we're there for each other, that we're interceding for each other. And it's all because of your anointing over us, Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you. And we ask, dear Father, that our words not just be words that are randomly just some blog, something that we're just saying for shape or to impress someone. But, dear Father, that may our words be received by your ears as sweet music. Hallelujah. Hear our hearts as we come to you with worship and praise and just thanking you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Spirit dwelling within us, resting over us, resting and abiding in all of our lives. Regardless of the situation, you're there. The Holy Spirit is there to anoint us and give us comfort. And we receive it right now. Right now, I receive everything that you have for me. Hallelujah. May I decrease. And we invite you to come and just step in and use my body as a vessel to do what you are do better than anybody else. As you use me, dear Father, may we take the word and apply it to our daily lives. May we not get fat on the words, but may we share the word that we learn from you tonight to go forth throughout the world, to make a difference in our neighborhoods, make a difference in our cities, make a difference on our jobs, make a difference in our states, in our country. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, the most important part of giving is worshiping. I know you hear different things, but the most important part of that giving is worshiping. Worship. Worship is the most important aspect of the Christian walk. It's very important that you get your pen and your paper and you understand, take notes. Worship is a very important part. It's the most important part of giving. It is through worship that we as believers, we draw near to God. It's not all about us. It's not all about the way, our way of doing things. It's not about how we see things our way. We have to forget about ourselves. And when we worship, we have to bow down. Because in reality, he's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And because he is God, yes, we have day-to-day responsibilities and we have commitments that are a part of our lives, but we can still have that heart of worship. That's a part of our lives too. He desires our worship. It's important to him. He created us to worship him. It says in Matthew 2:11, what we just read, it says they entered the house where the child and his mother, Mary, were. And they did what? They fell down before him. And did they start to complain? Did they start to ask for things? But they worshiped him. And then they didn't stop there, but they went to another form of worship. They opened their treasure gifts, their treasure chest, and they gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Here's a revelation of the scriptures above that we can apply to our own daily lives. We can apply it in a manner of giving. Just like the wise men, they opened their treasure chest. When the treasure chest of our earthly vessels, which is our bodies, when we began to open up those treasure chests, have you opened up your treasure chest to the Lord? When we open up that treasure chest to the Lord, the gifts that are revealed is the gift of the Spirit of God that is within us. It just begins to flow out of us. And if we would just worship God with our whole heart, our mind, our body, our spirit, worship God with our soul, all his presence, his power, it'll just move in our lives. We will just see miraculous things happen. Souls will be saved. And I'm not just talking about, you know, a bill being paid. I'm talking about bodies will be healed. Cancers will be falling off of bodies. Blind men will be made to see. And when we just begin to, if we can worship God, if we can learn to worship God with a whole heart, a whole mind, people, when we can get into a worship that the whole world can just fade away, all of our problems, we just lay them aside, and we just worship God, all of our spirit, not just our hands in the air, but our minds are somewhere else, but every part of us is just in worship. And we'll allow him to just come and invade us, take control of us. We will see miracles happen. Lives will be delivered and set free. Great things will begin to happen when we bow down, just humble ourselves. When we bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. Justice is very important to, it was very important to the three wise men walking on their journey. It was very important for them to find where Jesus was so they could fall down before him and give their gift. Are you searching? Are you seeking for the Lord? Hallelujah. On your journey, you've got to seek for the Lord. And he said you will find him, those who seek him. They sought after him so they could fall down before him. They just wanted to worship him with their gifts. It should be important to us on our Christian journey today also. They worshiped the Lord by giving their presence and not just their presence, but their presence, just being in his presence. They worshiped the Lord by giving their presence and their presence, presence. They gave gold, frankincense, myrrh, as much as those gifts caused by themselves. They gained even greater value when they were given to Jesus. As much as you have inside of you, you will get even more. Oh, hallelujah, when you give what you have in your heart, when you open up your treasure chest, and you allow the Holy Spirit that's inside of you to flow out. Oh, my sisters and brothers. Oh, my, hallelujah. Oh, my, the reward, hallelujah. I'm not just talking about some personal things. Like I said, you need your bills paid, that's there. Those things will be covered too. But I'm talking about some things that you know. You know that you know that you know that you know. It can't be nobody else but God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about that thing that you've been believing for. That thing that you don't really speak about to anybody else. Because they may laugh and say that's impossible. But that thing that you say that may be impossible for man, but you know deep inside that it is not impossible for God. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what it is that you think that somebody else has said about you. I don't care if you think that marriage is totally over, but you know that God is talking to you. Those are the things that you get, the reward, when you open up your treasure chest. When you humble yourself and bow down before the Lord. That starts in the pulpit. And that goes all the way around. Each and every one of us must find ourselves continually abiding by the most important part of giving. And that, again, is worship. See, we too can give our gifts to God. And we can watch Him multiply them by His glory. Not by our hands, but by His glory. Let us learn from the examples of these three men. Let us make a special effort to get back to the most important part of giving. Again, that is worship. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. See, there's a lot of activities that we do now that we won't do in heaven. Hear me from the Spirit. There's a lot of activities that we do now that we will not do in heaven. Hallelujah. We won't have the need to do in heaven. Let me give you some examples. Listen for a minute. You will never evangelize to anyone in heaven. You will never share the gospel or give out a tract in heaven. You will not pray in heaven. There'll be no need for prayers. We know it now. There'll be no need for discipleship in heaven. What's the one activity that we do now that we will continue to do in heaven? All you got it right, sisters and brothers. We will worship. We will be doing that forever. We will worship. In fact, you can sort of look at the present as a time of practice. Right now, where we're at, our present day and time, it's not the time of practice. The worship that we feel now, and you know how we can get into worship, and it just consumes us. And you walk around all day in that. And you're like, holy God, no. This is just a practice of what it's going to be like. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. This is just a practice, my sisters and brothers. What it's going to be like when we get home. Oh, we're going to worship. Oh, we're going to worship. The English word worship means to ascribe worth to something. It means to ascribe worth to something. We worship God for who He is, because He is worthy. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Hallelujah. Revelations 4:8 says, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Let's just look at that real quickly. Revelations chapter 4 and chapter 8. And I remind you, the call-in number is 646-652-4916. This is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas. I'm evangelizing on this side. Hallelujah. I'm trying to give you the invitation of life on this side. I want to share the good news, the gospel to you on this side. I want to hand out my tracts right now on this side. I want to worship with you right now in practice on this side. There's one glorious day when we all go home, when we get to heaven, we're going to worship. Oh, we're going to worship. Oh, what a mighty good time it's going to be. Oh, I get excited. We're going to worship. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about who's standing beside us and who's doing it. We're going to worship. Hallelujah. Revelations 4, speaking of the throne in heaven. And we're just going to read over verse 8. It says each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around them, even under his wings, day and night. They never stopped singing. They never stopped singing. Day and night, they never stopped singing, "Holy." Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. "Holy. Oh, precious Lord Jesus. Holy. Oh, comforting Jesus. Holy is the holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The Lord God Almighty. The Lord God Almighty who was and is to come." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read 9. It says, "Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sat on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. And they lay their crowns before the throne and say, 'You are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.'" Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship God. We worship God not only based on his character, but on his conduct. Not only his attributes, but his activities. "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory. You're worthy, O Lord, to receive honor. You're worthy, O Lord, to receive power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist. By your will they were created." He's worthy because he did what no one else could ever do. He's worthy because he created everything. But more than that, he also redeemed us through his Son, Jesus Christ. He redeemed us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, look at Revelations 5 and 9. It says, "You are worthy, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood." That's what he did. That's what he did. Worship involves physical, and it involves the emotional, and it involves music and our voices. But fundamentally, worship is an acknowledgement of who God is and what God has done. It's an intellectual response to what God responds to. Let's say that again. It's an intellectual response to God that involves the mind. You got to get all of you into it. Worship is not working ourselves up into some frenzy. It's not worship. Worship is not getting into some pity party about ourselves and we're thinking about all the emotional things that we're going through and it's happening in our lives. That is emotions, but that's not worship. Worship is not working us up into some frenzy. In John 4, 23 and 24, Jesus said the Father was looking for those who would worship in spirit and in truth. Again, let's hear that again. Write this down. It says John 4, 23, 24. Jesus said, he said that the Father was looking for those who were worshiping in spirit and in truth. He's looking right now. The Father is looking for those who are willing to worship him in spirit, worship him in truth. With all your mind, all of your spirit, all of your body, all of your soul, are you going to be found worshiping the Lord? Or are you just going to be one of those that's working yourself up into a frenzy? Don't fool yourself. let's get the real goodness out of this. God has prepared a beautiful thing for us, a beautiful way for us. Let's enjoy every bit of it. Use every part of you. Why not? Why not just be available to the Lord? So God, just take control. God's actions prompt my reaction of praise. What he's done, what he's doing, what he's going to do, it just prompts my reaction to praise him. Oh, Jesus said that we are to love the Lord. Love the Lord our God with all of our heart. He said we're to love him with all of our love him with all of our mind, all of our strength. So when you find yourself that you're swaying, just read Mark 12 and 30. And just be encouraged that God wants all of you. He wants all of you. He wants to cleanse all of you. He wants to heal all of you. He wants to make corrections in all parts of your life. He wants to deliver all of you. He don't want to just cut you down from smoking a pack a day to half a pack. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you from that. Hallelujah. Worship should fully engage us as we dwell on the greatness of God. We get fully engaged. We just think about the greatness of God, what he's doing in our lives. Hallelujah. That's why we get all worked up and we get choked up and we can't finish our sentences and our words start to run together because just thinking about what God is doing, what he's done, what he's going to do. Oh, hallelujah. What a great day. What a great time. What a great place to worship. Will you just take out time right now and just say, thank you, Jesus, for all that he's done for you today, all the things, all the hurdles that you had to jump through today, all the things that you had to go through. Somebody just know that it could. You can testify right today. It had to be. No one else, but couldn't have been no one else. Had to be. It was. The one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. My God. My Lord, my God Almighty, my Savior, the one who's worthy, hallelujah, the one who redeemed us through his Son, Jesus Christ. He's worthy. He is so worthy. He's so worthy. One final point, my sisters and brothers, tonight. Oh, hallelujah, thank you for your word. There's never a time in a person's life, there's never a time or any experience in a person's life where God can't be worshipped. I don't care where you're at right now. I don't care what the status of your mind is right now. Someone may have just diagnosed you as mentally retarded. They may even have said that you're gone. You've lost your mind. You've had a nervous breakdown, and they don't see a comeback. You may be incarcerated in your home or behind bars. You may have monkeys on your back that you just don't feel like that you're in control anymore. It tells you when to get up. It tells you when to lay down. It tells you every morning, every noon, and in the night how to chase for that high. You may be oppressed right now. You may be depressed right now. There's never a time in your life. There's no experience that you can go through, even that divorce right now, where God can't be worshipped. There's no valley. There's no depth. There is no darkness where God is not worthy of all the praise and all of the glory. I know things are not going the way you thought they would go in their schooling. And it seems it's getting harder instead of easier. Someone right now, you get one thing worked out and it seems like you're getting more and more pain. Someone is lonesome right now. They're so lonesome. and fear is starting to seep in. You're getting body aches and you're afraid to be alone. And you don't know who to call, and you don't want to just call anyone. Call on God. Just go ahead and call on his name. To the students there that are in the college dorms right now, cramming, feeling like it's not getting any easier, call on the name of God. You cannot built to do it by yourself. You're not supposed to be out here doing it by yourself. Call on the name of God. There's never a time in your life where you can't worship him. Pull yourself away and just get into a worship. There is no valley. You said, but I may have just had an abortion. There is no valley. You said, you just don't know. I did this. I've sold my body. I've taken a life. There is no depth. You said, there is no darkness. Yes, there is no darkness where God is not worthy of all the praise and all of the glory. You should read the stories of Job. Read the stories of David. Read the stories of Paul in prison. And you will soon see that sometimes their praise was the sweetest. Their praise was the most genuine when they was going through those dark times. Sometimes you'll look back at your life. Many of us can look in now and say, even through the darkest storms, my praise, it drew me closer. It drew me closer. I had no need to try to go away from God, because I know if I want to get to healing, if I want to get to the calm zone, I got to go stay with God. I got to get closer to him. When a child is afraid of something, they don't run away from you. They come closer to you. They want to be protected. They want to feel comfort. They come closer to you. Why is it that we run away? Whatever's going on in your life, this is not the time to run away. This is not the time to run and ask he and she and they what should be done. What would they do? They're not in that situation. They're on the outside looking in. They're telling you what they think they would do. But until it's you, until it's happening in your life, until it's happening in your family, until it's affecting your body, until it's your ministry that's been talked about, you can call on God. You can bow down and worship God. Bow down and worship God. And you too will see that some of the sweetest praise will be when you draw closer to him. For God is worthy to be praised. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's so worthy. He's right there in the midst of your need. Right there in the midst of wherever you're at. Just remember, our praise, our worship right here in this time, we're just practicing. We're practicing as we worship right now. We're just practicing because the one who was and the one who is and it, that is to come, the one who created everything, the one who lives forever and ever and ever, he's prepared a place for you and I. Then where he is that we too may be one. Hallelujah. And we're going to worship him. We're going to constantly worship him. So when you evangelize, evangelize on this side. So when you share the gospel while you can on this side. While you hand out your tracts, hand them out here on this side. There will be no need to do that in heaven. We will not even pray in heaven. There's no need for prayer as we know it now. There'll be no need for discipleship in heaven. But we will worship in heaven. We worship here. We will worship in heaven. Hallelujah. We will worship in heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you know what it means to be made whole? God loves you, and he wants you to heal every area of your life. He sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to the cross to set you and me free. Free from sin, free from sickness, free from death. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, I would just be honored right now just to introduce you to the greatest friend you ever want to have, the greatest friend you ever need. If you say that's me right now, evangelist, and I'm not for sure if I died today where I would wake up at. I'm not for sure that I would wake up in a place where I could worship. I want to now humble myself. I want to fall on my knees. I want to bow down to my Father, the creator of all things. I want to open up my treasure chest. I want to reveal and let the Holy Spirit that's inside of me, I want it to just flow. I want it to touch until my cup just runneth over. And it touches my kids and their kids. That they learn how to deal with anger. They learn how to deal with emotions. Because they're opening up their treasure chest. Just as the wise men did. I want to present all my goodness to the Lord in worship. My body, my mind, my spirit, my soul. I just don't want to be caught up in some emotional frenzy. I want to be in a real place. I want to be in a real worship. Then I just invite you to just repeat the words after me. And as you say these words, if you will lead them with your heart, you will be born again. And you will be made in right relationship with the Father in order to go to where it is that he has prepared for you. According to Romans 10, 9, and 10. Just repeat these words. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior and as my Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. You just receive the Lord in your life as your Savior. You just repented that you are a sinner and that you're asking him to come and cover your sins. He's already did it with his blood. He forgives you. He has cleansed you. He has cleansed your heart just as you've asked. And as you just prayed this prayer, the whole angels, the whole heavens is now shouting hallelujah. They're praising. They're saying congratulations because you now are a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Again, slower, it's 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Because you want to keep that up. You want to remind yourself that you are a new creature in Christ. Thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. Not just what Evangelist Vaughn is saying, but thus said the Lord. Corinthians 5 and 17 says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You are a new creature. All of the heavens are celebrating with you. You have a brand new life. Oh, my God, you get a clean slate. You have a brand new life with Jesus. And you have an abundant future. That abundant future now is filled with faith. It's filled with hope. It's important that you just grow, that you learn to grow, that you reach out to someone. It's important that you let someone know of your decision to follow Christ. That's very important. I'm love to hear from you here. You can use the website here by leaving a message. You can get in contact at walkwithmegod@aol.com. However, let somebody know of your decision to follow Christ. I'll be more than happy here at the ministry to send out any material that would help you on your Christian walk. Well, you did it. Hold your head up high. Whatever goes on today, expect the impossible to come and touch into your life. This is your host, Evangelist Von Dimas, from Tri-Walk Ministries out of San Antonio, Texas. I'm giving a shout-out to my mother, Miss Annie Pearl Harwell, to my brothers, T, Reggie, and DeConcelin, sisters, D and Barbara, to my kids, LaMeca, JD, grandkids, Tatiana, Nate, Daniel, Janelle, and James. We love you. Good night.